If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
So we were talking about the Tobin Bridge and how I hate it, but then we got talking about cars because I was like, I feel like I'm going to have to get an alignment or my tires are all going to fall off because every time I go over the Tobin, my entire car shakes and it feels like the four wheels are going to fly off the axle. And you were like, no, on top of that, you go over every day too and you need a new car. Mm-hmm. God, don't buy a new one. Like a new one. Buy a new used one. Right?
Let me just say this loud and clear. I will never be buying a new car. I cannot afford it. It will never be happening. I always have had to purchase a pre-owned car just because of the miles that I put on it.
You're like, there's no point. We put so many. Well, you can't lease a car because that only gives you 12 or 15,000 miles.
Yeah.
And then if you buy a car, you and I, it's worth nothing after a year.
Right.
Because we'll put 30,000 miles on it.
Right. So the problem is when we got rid of my husband's truck. This was like three years ago, I think. I think it's been 3 years. I think it's been longer than that since that I've had this car.
The right dog now. Car?
Yeah.
Okay. Ugh.
I know. And it's a nice car, but it's very small. And I need a bigger car. I have three kids.
I know. What were you thinking when you bought it? It's
not
even a sedan. It's like a tiny, like almost a sports car.
It's not even that. It was almost like a coupe. Is that what you would call it? It's four doors, but it's, I don't know what
it's
I was thinking.
It's tiny.
This is my problem. Everybody has sort of the bad purchase, the thing that they always never buy the right one of.
You had buyer's regret from day one.
Day one, and I have a big problem. And the problem is now that I'm backwards in the car because I haven't had it long enough to be able to be trading it in, but it's just too small.
Well, and now you have all those miles on it. You have over 100,000 miles on it, which means you can't really get anything for it, and now you don't have it paid off, so you're upside down. So we need help on like what you should do. I don't know, like Carvana, I don't even know. I haven't bought a car in so long.
No, and that's the problem is that if I'm upside down in the car, but I do need to trade it in, I need something a little bit bigger. I need an SUV, just a good, solid, sturdy SUV to trade it in. Help.
You need like a Jeep Grand Cherokee or something like that. That would
Stephen
be perfect
has.
For you. Yeah. And by the way, people, she has a son that's almost 6 feet tall.
That's the problem.
Literally,
he can't fit.
Can't fit. He's got to fold himself in half to get into the back seat.
When I picked Jake and Noah up from school,
Jake.
And Jake is so tall, he crunches into the back seat. So I need help. So if Magic listeners know of good places or places that will help me out if I'm upside down, I don't know.
Also,
I just don't know where to go.
I don't like the negotiation process. So maybe there's a place where you buy it at whatever price they say it is what it should be. I don't like that.
Well, phone lines are open. I'm open to anything because at this point, the kid's going to be on the roof. It'll
the
be easier
thing.
For him.
Poor Jay.
He's just, his head, he has to literally bow his head to get into the back seat.